This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. I'm Laura, and I am joined today by Adam Crosby with Elite Outdoor Lighting in Santa Rosa Beach. Got tongue-tied a little bit there. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us. This is a great opportunity. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that you were able to join me, and I'm excited for you to be able to tell our listeners about your business and your journey and all that. So just to kind of get us started, I'm going to let you take it away by telling us all about Elite Outdoor Lighting.
Well, we are a professional grade install design lighting company. We do landscape lighting, outdoor lighting, curb appeal lighting, dock lighting, different things like that. We also do outdoor audio, and we service the Panhandle of Florida, which is Santa Rosa Beach, Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Panama City. We also have a location in Albany, Georgia that services the South Georgia area. And we have a location in Athens as well, but we specialize in new construction, specialize in bringing lighting to new homes, whether it's a new build or it's an existing home, a dock on the bay, or even a Gulf front property. And that's kind of our deal. We specialize in landscape and outdoor lighting.
Wow. Okay. So tell us, how did you get started in this type of business? What?
Well, it's funny because, you know, everybody has a college job. And when they do their job in college, typically they hate it. It's a way that they make money and somehow survive. And so when I was in school in Mobile, Alabama, I had the opportunity to work for a landscape lighting company. It's a nationwide franchise. And I did it for just a little while, but gained some experience and gained some knowledge of the landscape lighting world. And I didn't even know it existed. Didn't know that even anybody did this for a living before then. And so when I was in Albany, it's where I live, it's where my home office is, and that's where I currently live with my family. We were starting a landscape irrigation and lighting company. And I really wanted lighting to be the feature, but in the community we lived in, nobody had lighting. You went to Home Depot or Lowe's and bought just your path lights or your up lights, mm-hmm. and you put it in yourself as a lot of DIY type things. And so we really wanted to teach people how to have a really high-end lighting product and have a lighting design that was featuring all the pieces of their property. And so we started pushing that and really kind of promoting and marketing it and kind of creating a niche in our area that really no one was really servicing and completing. And so we kind of modeled our business off of that. And then in that process, we heard about opportunities and had opportunities that came to us in the Panhandle and started servicing that area as well, and expanded drastically in the last few years to where we have a location now here. We have a full-time staff team here that work and do beautiful homes on the Gulf, beautiful homes on the Bay. But really, lighting was one of those things that was kind of added into our landscape business originally. But very quickly, we could see where there was an opportunity to make money there. But not just that, but to bring a high-quality product and high-quality service to an industry that didn't exist. So we're kind of a front runner in that, so to speak, in that way. But what we really wanted to accomplish was to take these beautiful homes in these really high-end neighborhoods and wanted to give them lighting. And a lot of it was educational to begin with because they didn't know what it was. And so it was a lot of groundwork, a lot of work on the beginning that you're meeting people and you're talking about lighting and they're kind of looking at you crazy and think you're wild for even trying to do this business. And then as people started catching on, it takes off. And now you go around and people see houses all over the time. And we have people now come up to us at restaurants or wherever we're at, and they'll think we did all the lighting, any lighting they see in town. They're like, did you do that lighting? Did you do that lighting? Because we're kind of just known for that now. And so we assume all projects at this point. And but it's been an incredible journey. My wife and I are grateful for the opportunity to do this here in the Panhandle and in Albany and seeing an incredible amount of growth. We have an awesome team and staff who take everything to a high-end elite level. So we're real grateful for the opportunity.
So how long have you guys been in business?
So we started originally in 2017 with the lighting portion. Our business actually started in September of 2016. And between 2017 and 2020, we were just kind of barely doing lighting and getting into educating people and teaching people about landscape lighting. And then in 2020, when the world was going crazy and shutting down from the pandemic, we just continued to see people at home. And when they were at home, they're looking at their projects at their house and landscaping, and they're wanting to add all these things to their property. And when they did that, we were able to take advantage of kind of them seeing the need. And we were already kind of, we were very lucky to be on the front end of some of the pandemic stuff. And then in 2021, we opened up the location here in Florida. And actually, funny that we did this, but we actually commuted our staff in Albany for almost 2 years, or almost 3 years now, was commuting from Albany, which is 3.5 hours, to the beach once a week, once every couple of weeks, to complete these projects we were gaining, in hopes that we would be where we are today, where we have a full-time staff here that can work and operate without a full team coming down here. It's stressful, staying in hotels, all that kind of stuff, you name it. And but it's been an incredible journey. The Lord's been good to our business, and he has given us doors to go through that we didn't even know existed. So we're real grateful.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it makes sense, I guess, that you guys would, I mean, it was a great time to venture out and come to the Panhandle, because the building down here is crazy. They're building everywhere.
Yeah, it's been funny, because when we first started, we did a few new homes in Albany and in South Georgia area. We did a couple when we first moved down here, started working down here. But in the last 12 months, it has been, I kind of wanted to focus on new construction and new building, because we get the privilege of doing it professionally from the beginning, and we can kind of work within the parameters of the blueprint, but we don't have to stay. Well, we can't put lighting there because there's no way to get over there with wire, or you're kind of able to customize the lighting now to the home in the building process, work with the builder, work with the general lead guy or the foreman. And so it allows us to have endless possibilities with our clients. And we started that about a year ago, and it's just blown up. I mean, now 90% of what we do in the Panhandle is new construction, and dealing with builders and pull guys and landscapers can be challenging at times, but what it gives us in the back end is it gives us everything we wanted and more for our clients. And so we don't have to tell them no anymore. We can tell them yes to everything they want, because we're doing it early enough in the process to be able to give them exactly what they want when they want it.
Okay. Yeah. So, good to know. I hadn't really thought about it that way, but I guess getting involved in the building process, yeah, make sure that you have all of the electrical ran where it needs to be ran and things like that. That would make it much easier to get those things installed.
I mean, people don't really, they don't really think about that. People often see their blueprints and they're like, I'm going to build this home, and they don't quite, you know, think about the long term. They want to know what their house is going to look like in the end, but lighting usually falls way down on the list. And so if we can somehow step in early in the process and meet the expectation, and then work with the general contractor to put conduit in, to have our wiring leads run, to get dedicated circuits, some of the DIY, some of the issues you deal with your landscape lighting 5 to 10 years down the road can be prevented if it's all done not cookie cutter and not makeshift, if you want to use that term. But that's kind of the way it sometimes happens when you're doing an existing home. And landscape lighting, the industry as a whole, is coming incredibly long way with the different types of fixtures, the different brands. We use one brand specifically, so we kind of stay in one focus in one area, but it has grown incredibly even in this area. And so you really have some challenges that you can meet with an existing home that you can avoid with new construction. So we're a lot of people want to shy away from it, but we don't. We really enjoy the process of working with the builder, getting it in on the front end so that we don't have to tell them no on the back end. Yeah. And it's challenging. It's a day-to-day grind to try to figure out, you know, what those needs need to be met, and how do we get that to that point. But our team's up for the challenge, and we're loving it. It is it's a new world that I never expected I would be in from a new construction standpoint. But we met a lot of incredible people down here, and it's been great to work with them, and we've loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for sharing all that.
Yeah.
So you were kind of talking about you know, the problems you can run into if things aren't done on the front end. And you mentioned, you referenced DIY a couple times. That's definitely something many people probably didn't think about or don't understand. What other things do you think might be worth sharing about your industry that maybe people don't understand, or maybe some misconceptions they may have about your industry?
Yeah. So I think that if you were to poll the average homeowner, whether they live in a $5 or $6 or $7 million home to your $400,000 to $500,000 home, if you were to poll all those people and you said, what is landscape lighting? They would assume it's path lighting and it's uplighting on trees. That's where their brain would go. And we specifically in our company want to widen that view as much as possible, whether it's moonlighting, which is your up, your lighting in the tree, shining down on the ground or on your walkways. Your step lights can be included. We're working on a project right now that will put lights actually in the pavers along the driveway to illuminate the edges of the driveway and walkways, so you don't see the path light sticking up. We uplight garages from inside the pavers and inside the concrete. We do strip lighting in outdoor kitchens and around pool areas and around fire pits. And there's just so much more that you can do than just a DIY project that you go to Home Depot or you go to Lowe's or you go somewhere and buy a product online and you go stick it in yourself. It can be more than that. It should be more than that. We also can powder coat fixtures or color change the fixtures so that you can, whether it's if you have a white paver and you want a white light, we can make a white light. You know, if you want your light, your house to change colors, we can make your house to change colors. If you wanted your pool lanai or your pool enclosure wanted to light it up different colors, you can do that. There's just so much, I think, that is outside the box of your average homeowner thinking about lighting. And they think lighting, they think chandeliers, they think recessed lighting, they think their gas lanterns above their garage. But when you really think about what landscape lighting could be and you widen that viewpoint, it really takes your property from just, oh, that house is really a pretty house in the daytime. Oh, wow. We have customers, I have a customer specifically in Albany that has said this, but I've had other customers say it as well, that they actually like their house better at night than they do in the daytime because of the lighting. Yeah. And so if it's done well and it's done professionally and the right fixtures chosen and the right application, it can take your average little lighting package to something that's lasts forever. And that's something that every neighbor stops and wants. They envy that. They want that because your home looks better than anybody else's in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not only can it really enhance, you know, the curb appeal or the appeal of the home from the outside, yeah, but you mentioned the pools and the lanais and all that. I mean, we live in an area where we spend a lot of time outside and a lot of time outside entertaining, or at least I know we do. And so it doesn't have to end with just the curb appeal. It sounds like you have everything to make the outdoor experience, you know, enjoyable and for the homeowner to actually enjoy that part as well. So very interesting. Yeah. You brought up some things I had never even thought about. So you are exactly right that the average homeowner probably says tree lighting and pathway lighting. That's me. I'm the average homeowner. Yep.
you said the right word that we talk about a lot in our business, specifically at Outdoor Lighting. We talk about experience.
Yeah.
You know, whether you go to the movie theater, whether you go to a concert, whether you go to a football game or any type of show or sport, you're there for the experience of being in the room. Like my dad used to say all the time, I just sit at home and watch it at home. I get a better view than anybody else, but you miss out on some of that experience
yeah,
by not being in the stadium. And so by not having that lighting, yes, your house looks pretty in the daytime. Yes, you get to enjoy it, but you know, you're missing out on the experience of outdoor lighting. And it is an experience. I mean, you can legitimately walk out of your house, and we've had customers get emotional when they've seen their home lit. And we've had people that just can't stop talking about their lighting. And so it is an experience. It does stir an emotion, and it's pretty gratifying to either be the installer or be the one who purchased it. Yeah. So we really enjoy the process of watching our customers kind of flip out when they see their house for the first time lit up. And so it's pretty cool experience.
Well, it can create a whole atmosphere, you know, a whole feeling, yeah, a whole vibe. And like I said, we live in a place where we like to spend time outdoors, so like to entertain. So very That's interesting. Right. Yeah, I had not thought about lights around the fire pit. That hadn't crossed my mind. You mentioned several things. My brain's just like spinning now. So
you're wanting to buy lights now. That's perfect.
I know. I'll have to reach out to you guys. So what do you think? I mean, you've touched on some of these things already, talking about your journey, but what do you think has really helped you have so much success in this business? What do you think you can attribute to you being so successful?
I think it's in the details. I may not be the easiest person to work with or for, but it's in the details. When I was coaching, you know, you're in the details of how do you swing the bat or how do you catch the ball or throw the ball or whatever. But I think small businesses and large corporations alike, the ones that are the most successful are the ones that are in the details, that care about, you know, the communication of a customer, the communication within the team, the layout, making sure everybody's on the same page. Obviously, the only thing that really matters to the customer is that it comes on. They want it to work. And they don't really care about the product name. They don't really care what brand you use. They just care that it's going to turn on when they want it to turn on. But with our company, we want to push the brand in which lighting we use, because we believe that that is what actually turns on. So if the product isn't any good and the customer service from the manufacturer isn't any good, then when the product does fail, you have no backing. I mean, everybody wants insurance. Everybody wants to be protected and their car insurance. And so if you don't have a good company, then you're not going to be executing that warranty or that maintenance contract the right way. So we have really high-end maintenance contracts. We have warranty packages on all of our systems. So it's not just a one-time experience. We have a relationship with you long-term. So I think that helps our business tremendously. The other piece for us with the details is that we want our customers to feel like they have a voice in what they're getting and what they want. But at the same time, we know we're the professionals and we're the ones that they sort of lean on for expertise. And so I encourage our guys and our staff all the time to just be confident, not to be bullheaded or arrogant about what you're communicating to the customer, but that you're confident in when you sit down in front of them, they'll know whether you know what you're talking about or not. And so you can see through some of those people. So the people we hire, the personalities we bring on our staff, our customer service from our office to the field, we just pride on those things and say, we're going to create a professional product and put it in a professional installation process. And we're going to back it with some customer service and warranties. And to me, it's in the details. If you are lacking customer service, it's going to fail. If you're lacking in maintenance contracts or warranty backing, you're going to fail. If your process of installation is shoddy, then it's just not going to work. And so our team, we do a couple trainings a year with our staff. And we just try to care about the details, whether that be communicating with every customer correctly, catering to their needs and their wants. And at the same time, also reminding them that we're the professional and we want to give you what you want and what you need in a way that's going to work for everybody, for us and for you. It's your home. You have to look at it. But it also, that home that you purchased that we lit up for you and you paid for those lights and that installation, it represents our company as well. And so I will tell the customer no. I'm not against telling them, you know, no, because if you don't need a light there and you feel like that's not something that I don't feel like it's necessary for you to have, then I don't think you need it. You shouldn't get it, because it represents us as well. As people ride by, there's a sign in the yard or there's a image to lighting as a whole, and they would look at Lee Doctor Lighting differently if we did a really crappy job on whatever house that is. And so it's really in the details. It really comes down to every box being checked off allows our team to run at a certain speed and with confidence, and then our customers see it and they go, okay, this is who I want to use. I don't really care what the price is anymore, because we're going to get the best customer service. We get the best product. And at this point, you know, we don't want to look anywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
Very, very nice. Customer service is hard. Good customer service is hard to find.
It is very hard to find.
So
it's very hard to find. And it's hard to do. I mean.
Yeah.
Every single we're only there's only 8 or 10 of us, and we all have our own personalities. We all have our own, we have our same image that we want to represent, but our customers, they're all, everyone's different.
Sure.
So serving customers is difficult from a small business standpoint, and everybody's so sort of a moving target. But we just want to do the best we can to give them what they want, what they need, and over communicate, not under communicate, and try to be quick and prompt. Somebody calls for an estimate, we want to get it to them within 48 hours of the time they call, which seems crazy. We want to do an installation as quick as possible, quick turnaround, quick customer service, quick repairs when they call, and let everything else fall into place. If they choose another company, it's their choice.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Well, yeah. Before we wrap up, just a couple quick questions. Is there anything else that you think would be beneficial for our listeners to know about Elite Outdoor Lighting?
I mean, I think we've covered most everything. I think just for customers, potential clients, to think outside the box and not to wait. Don't wait until your house is completely built. Don't wait until your landscaping is completely done. It makes it much more difficult to wait in the process and then have us come in. It may even cost more to have it done later. The faster you get on the schedule, the faster you get us in your new build or your new project, then the cheaper it is, because it's the easier on the labor side. So don't wait. And I think the second thing would be just do your research. Do your research on lighting. When you call, you either know something about lighting or nothing about lighting. And we don't really care which side you're on and when you call, but just know that when you do your research and you're thinking about lighting, allow us to serve you in such a way that you're pleased with your home and you love the way it looks at night. But also remember that we're out to serve you, and we're out to help you accomplish what you want with your property and your home. And do your research and look for the best company in your area, or in our area is us, and give us a call or reach out on our website and really look at the different options for lighting. Don't just think that it's one certain type of lighting, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was actually going to ask you the best way for them to reach out or to find out more about some of the things, you know, maybe some projects. Do you have like a gallery or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so eliteoutdoorlighting.com
is our website, and okay, on there you can see the full territory of where we serve, the different styles of lighting, the different styles of installations that we do. We have a page called Get Inspired, and it's a full gallery of photos that you can see, projects we've done, from docks to pergolas to houses to plantation farms, whatever you want to call them. They're all on there. We also have a page on there called Portfolio Pages, where you can specifically look at individual projects and see videos and photos and products that were used on that project. And it's pretty cool. It was a nice help to communicate, hey, I have a house that looks kind of like this. What would they do with me in my project? And really the goal is that we want our customers to sort of be creative themselves. And this is the last thing I'll say about this is that when you're getting inspired by something, when you're looking at a photo or you're looking at a house being lit, and you come up with the idea of, hey, I want to light my house that way, you're much more willing to purchase that because you're, it's your idea, much more willing than you would be if I introduced it to you. And so if it's your idea, you're going to pay for it. If it's my idea, you're going to have to be convinced to pay for it.
Sure.
So it's much easier when you do your research and you get on the website. So eliteoutdoorlighting.com has multiple locations on there that you can see the different projects, portfolios, products page. There's products on the website that you can go and pick out and see and choose from what you need on your property and what you want. And you can email on that website. You can sign up on the contact list, or you can call any of our offices. We have 3 different numbers for 3 locations, and all that's on the website. So I would say website, Facebook, Instagram are our 2-3 big pieces of communication.
Okay. Eliteoutdoor.com or Elite Out, what did you say your website
Elite,
was again?
Yeah, it's eliteoutdoorlighting.com.
Eliteoutdoorlighting.com. Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that our listeners got that. So eliteoutdoorlighting.com. So I thank you so much for being here today and for joining
me
and just educating us on the world of outdoor lighting. so much more to it than, like you said, the average homeowner.
I appreciate your time and helping with spreading the word about the industry, and it's good for everybody to know new things. So I look forward to seeing you again at some point, and thank you for having me and featuring Elite Outdoor Lighting.
Yes, absolutely. It's my pleasure, and we will definitely do this again sometime. So I appreciate you, and you take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.